Hey there, amazing humans. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoicism and sanity in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Always striving, always pushing, but never quite reaching that sense of peace. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving into something crucial for navigating life's ups and downs, self-compassion and forgiveness. Because let's be real, sometimes the hardest person to forgive is ourselves. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good podcast, hear me out. This isn't just about hugging yourself and saying everything is fine. It's about understanding that we all mess up, we all stumble, and that's okay. It's part of being human. But constantly beating ourselves up over past mistakes, that's where the real trouble starts. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness in your life. First off, recognize that perfection is a myth. We live in a world obsessed with perfect lives, perfect bodies, perfect achievements, but let's be honest, it's exhausting. Remember those fail forward quotes. They're not just motivational posters, they're a reality check. Mistakes are inevitable, and they're actually opportunities for growth. So next time you slip up, don't berate yourself. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Number 2, treat yourself like your best friend. You wouldn't tell your bestie to get over it or shape up, would you? So why do we often dish out harsher criticism to ourselves? Talk to yourself with kindness, understanding, and even a little humor. Remember those awkward moments from your past. We all have them. Can't help but chuckle about them now, right? Speaking of the past, learn to let go. Dwelling on regrets or past wrongs is like holding onto a hot coal, it only burns you. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that keeps you chained to the past. Think of it this way. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Number 4, practice mindful self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively listening to your body and mind, recognizing your needs, and honoring them. Take breaks when you need them, engage in activities that bring you joy, and nourish yourself with healthy food and sleep. And finally, remember that you're worthy of love and compassion, even on the days when you feel like a hot mess. You're enough, just as you are. This is not about ego or arrogance, it's about acknowledging your inherent worthiness. You deserve kindness and understanding from yourself and others. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a deadline, feeling overwhelmed, and suddenly you make a little slip-up, maybe you send an email with a typo or miss a crucial detail. In that moment, how do you react? Do you spiral into self-doubt and berate yourself, or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on? That's the power of self-compassion in action. Now, I want you to think about a time when you were really hard on yourself for something you did or didn't do. Can you see that moment with fresh eyes now? Can you offer yourself that same kindness and understanding that you would give to a friend? That's the key, shifting your perspective from self-criticism to self-acceptance. Remember, folks, this isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring our flaws. It's about treating ourselves with the same love, care, and respect we would offer to those we cherish most. It's about acknowledging that we are all works in progress, learning and growing every day. So take what you learned today, embrace it, and start practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of kindness both for themselves and for others. Until next time, keep your chin up, stay strong, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.